Good morning. It is so nice to have double digits without the minus in front of it today. Birthdays? Do we have birthdays today in this first week of February? No birthdays? Anniversaries? We're kind of doing this out of order, but anniversaries? Nobody got married in February? Announcements. Oh. Funny how children do that. You turn around a couple of times and they're off to college. Announcements. I have some prayer requests first for John Phillips, Catherine's husband, went to vascular doctor. He has an aneurysm and is going to be having surgery. So let's keep John in our prayers. Bob and Karen Downing, let's keep them in our prayers. Bob is in the swing bed program in Sandusky. He's not in so much pain, so things are looking better for Bob and for Karen. Another announcement, we have the East Winds district training meeting is in Lapeer this Saturday. And we have applications here if you'd like to go. Pastor Sue would encourage any of us that are interested to go. And they have several different training sessions, so it makes it nice that there might be one that might just fit you. And what was the other one I was supposed to do?
Yes. I was so busy wondering whether we're going to have enough to put a choir together this morning that I forgot all about announcing or getting a notice written for the devotionals. We started having people sign up last week. I think we had 14 the first week. We need double that to sign up. I'll have the sign up sheet on the usher stand as you leave church. And I'll have a sample booklet of those of you who are newer and don't know what our devotionals are all about. They're kind of upper room style that we write about our own experiences with people, with God, with the church, just whatever's in our hearts. We need 40 to be in the booklet for each of the days during Lent. So after the choir sings, I'll run down and get the sign-up sheet that I didn't remember to bring up. Thank you.
All right, I have a few as well. I'm in the Deckerville Community Choir as well as Darlene, and we are having a wonderful time singing. We will be performing three performances Friday, Saturday, and Palm Sunday, so the Friday before Palm Sunday. But there's parts, and Anthony is our leader, and he is saying there's some large parts and some small parts that are still open. He needs a James, John, Melchus, adulterous woman. I know all of us want to be that, right? Centurion Soldier 1, Joseph of Arimathea. And then there's small parts, and like small parts are like one line. Centurion Soldier 2, Chief Priest, Pharisee, Angel 1, Angel 2, Andrew, Thomas, Man 1, Man 2. And then there were some scripture readings that were just one-liners. I don't know if those got filled because we practiced Saturday afternoon, and I'm not sure who took those parts or what. So if you would like to have a part, come see me so that I can tell you. Our rehearsals are on Monday evening at 6 to 7:30, right? Darlene's shaking her head. I got that right. And we have a lot of fun. Anthony's real good. Jim is narrating. So come and join us. Have a spot. Have a piece and You get to even have a costume, so come and join us. The other thing, did you have anything else? You're okay. You're good. All right. So we've got a few more minutes, like four. I'm a timekeeper, but I have to hit my watch to make it go to the time. All right, Super Bowl Sunday. Who's a Ram fan? Not very many. Okay, come on, if you're a Ram fan, I want to hear it. All right. If you're Patriots, I want to hear it. I guess, and the rest of you just don't really care, right? All right. You know, we just got back from Texas. Jim and I had a wonderful trip. We're feeling good. I want you to know that. We are so blessed that we missed your awful weather. And we are so blessed that we got to see sunshine every day with temperatures in the 50s. They were supposed to be in the 70s today. But Jim has three other brothers, and all four boys were home for his mother's 90th birthday. And we had a big party with family. And probably the most important part, besides his mom turning 90, was I got to hold my grandchild that I hadn't seen. He was 4 months old, Maverick. And I made my, I was not doing prayer shawls when we were knitting. I got my blanket done Thursday afternoon before Thursday night, before we weren't going to see the family again. So it fit just right in his car seat, and they were so happy because it's soft and it's blue and it's his color. I just had a ball. You know, I got my grandma fixed. I have to tell you, because we got two more minutes, our grandkids range from like 3 weeks now, 2 weeks. I'm losing track. I guess a month. Diana Joy's a month now. To 12 years old. Well, the four that are out in Texas, one is in first grade and one's in third grade. And we got to go to each one of their basketball games, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. And Sawyer, who is in first grade, made 4 points. He never made a basket before. And Judge, little Judge, because his dad's name is Judge also, little Judge got 8 points. And Papa says to him, were you showing off for me? And he said, yes. So we had a ball seeing grandkids. We actually got to see the Dallas kids because we were in Fort Worth with family. And they live in Dallas, which isn't that far, but it's a lot of traffic. And we got to see them Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday. And when we're normally there for a week, we made 10 days this time, we see them once. So I got my grandma fixed. So I'm happy and I'm ready to get back to work and get going. And thank you all for stepping up to the plate. Thanks, Ivan, for preaching. And God bless you for making it through the cold. So now I think it's time to worship our Lord, right? Let's worship.
If stand if you are able, please, and we will sing Make Us One, twice through, number 22. Join me in the call to worship. From a world filled with hate and enmity, we are called to worship a God of love.
We may have all the faith
We come to worship the source of all love, the fountain of life.
We come to drink from that fountain, that we may go from this place to demonstrate God's love to all we need.
Thanks be to God of love. Amen.
As we go to this song, it's new, and we're going to sing all five verses. And when we sing this, if you'll just replace the word love with number two is peace, faith, hope, and joy. Let's play it through once. It's really simple.
Thank you.
may be seated. That sounded great for a brand new song. And we're going to have the kids come forward. Children, come on up. How are you guys today? You good? All right. You didn't bring your doll up here, did you? I love her doll. She's got a cowgirl doll. I love it. So how was your week? Get to stay home and stay inside? You didn't freeze. That's good. You stayed warm enough? Yeah? But today we're going to talk about a word, and it's love. How do we show love? Anybody know? How do we show love? No one knows. Do you give hugs to mom and dad? Do you give hugs to grandma and grandpas? Do you give hugs to brother and sisters? Oh, good. I wasn't sure about that one. Yeah. All right. Oh, good. You guys are coming out from the nursery. I want to thank these two. These two stepped in this morning because Katie's kids are sick and couldn't be here.
I've been sick last week.
You were sick last week too, Jack? You feeling better? I am glad that you are here. And thank you, ladies, for stepping in. All right. So we're talking about the word love. How do we show love? We said we can hug moms and dads, grandma and grandpas. Hug the pastor? Oh, good. Oh, good. How else can we show love? What do you think? Any ideas? You guys are a quiet group this morning. No ideas, huh? No? Can you show love by... You can do a card game on your tablet? Oh, it's a new card game. We're off the rabbit trail. What about love? Can you put love on your tablet? You don't have that on your tablet. I love kids. So you know what we can do? Can everybody smile? I tried that at Deckerville with the adults. You know what? I didn't get many smiles. Come on, smile. We can smile at people, can't we? Does that show God's love? Yeah, it shows God's love. Can we be kind to others? Yeah, that can show God's love. Well, today Paul is going to talk to us about what is love and what isn't love. And one of the things he talks about is not boasting. And you know what I kind of did at the beginning of the service? Does anybody have any idea? I boasted. I did. And that's not love. But I did boast because Grandma is really happy that she got to hold her grandchild. And I was really glad to be with family. So I kind of boasted a little bit. But God doesn't want us to boast. You know what that word means? No. Well, you know, when you're in school sometimes and you think you're better than someone else, or maybe even with your friends at home, do you ever think you're better than them? That's good. I see a head shake. No.
We don't have friends at home.
You don't have friends at home? Okay. I love honesty. All right, maybe I should wrap this up. You have friends that come to your house? Are you friends with your brother? Well, that's good. Aw, I love it. It was a hug. Aw, everybody should be like that. I love it. Well, you know, I was thinking that sometimes when you get maybe a little bit older than when you're in school, have you ever heard anybody go, na, 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 na? Have you ever heard that? I heard that when I was in school. Like, I'm better than you are. That's kind of being boastful. We don't want to be that way, do we? That's mean. You're right, Claire. That is mean. So we don't want to do that. So God tells us not to be like that, not to boast, okay? But to be nice with others. Can you guys do that for me? That's right. Love. Oh, I love it. These two are just hugging. All right. So for those of you that are listening to the radio, you really missed it. All right. Let's pray. Can you pray with me? Oh, you know what? Before we pray, I got to show you something. Put your little finger up. Okay? And repeat with me. I And then do this. Love. Got to put your fists together. That's love. You. Do you know who else loves you?
God.
God does. And we can put Jesus. Put your palms out. Put your palms out. Put your finger on Jesus. Jesus loves you. So I don't want you to forget that. And you can share that with others, okay? I love you. Or Jesus loves you. All right? Now we can pray. Say it after me. Dear God,
we love you.
And we thank you that you love us. In Christ's name. Amen. All right. I got bulletins for you. So come grab a bulletin. You can pass that. There you go. You can pass one over. Here you go. Nice to have. There you go. Give it. There you go. Give it to Aiden. Right. Got to have one too, don't you, Claire? Oh, don't get stuck. All right. Thank you. Never know what you're going to find out then, are you?
We haven't had a lot of chances to practice together the last couple of weeks, so we're going back into some of the old songs. We're going to sing Wonderful Words of Life. Hope you enjoy it.
Sing.
I will be reading from the Old Testament this morning, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 through 10. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, Lord God, truly, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak wherever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you. God is incredibly good, even though we got some cold weather and some snow. I believe he warms our hearts. And as we go to prayer this morning, I pray that you will remember those that we have lifted, those that are unspoken, and that you would invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has come into our life and we have accepted as Lord and Savior, who you also sent to die for us and our sins, that we may live and live to the fullest. So, Lord God, we thank you for all the joys and all the things that you do for us, the many miracles that come before us, even when we don't recognize them. And Lord, we lift those who have been named and those unspoken in our hearts, as we know that you know each one. You know them by name. You love them. And Lord, we ask that you continue to guide, to feed, to have safe travel, to be healed, for doctors' discernment as they go before them, and discernment for facing surgery. Lord, in your wonderful way, we are so blessed that you have us to be the body of Christ, to be your hands and feet. We ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may love others as you have loved us, and that we can share the good news that Jesus died and rose again for us. That we can share a smile, that we can share a hug, we can share you with all those that we come in contact with, even if it's just a smile. Lord, we ask that you guide and lead us as this church, as we go to trainings, as we have lay servant classes, as we begin to do more ministry. We pray, Lord, that we will follow, that we will be faithful, that we will be obedient. And Lord, there's so many people in this world that are hurting. We remember the officers in Texas and just the dramatic, overwhelming evil that is in this world. We pray, Lord, that we may find peace. Use us, that we may bring that peace to others. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, I encourage you and invite you to turn in your New Testament to 1 Corinthians. I will be reading chapter 13, the whole chapter. You may follow along. And yet, I will show you the most excellent way, If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but I do not have love, I have nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. And when I became a man and woman, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord my God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13 is actually part of 12 all the way through 14 that Paul has written to the church of Corinth. Most of us in the church recognize it as the love chapter. Have you heard that before? It's the love chapter. And in many instances, it's used in marriages for the scripture that they want to be read. But that is not why Paul wrote this particular scripture. It wasn't to be written for marriages. It's nice that we can use it because it does talk about love, what love is, what love isn't. But that wasn't what he intended. In fact, Paul was talking to the church of Corinth because they were doing things and not sharing the love of Jesus Christ. He was talking about their spiritual gifts. There is a class on spiritual gifts if you want to take it at Brown City, just an insert note. But they were using their spiritual gifts, but they weren't necessarily using love. For instance, spiritual gifts are teaching and preaching, but it's also helping out, it's assisting. It's being an encourager. And so sometimes they may encourage somebody, but maybe their feelings or their attitude weren't in the best spot. I was thinking about this as I was preparing this sermon this week, and I thought about how sometimes when somebody says something to us, we say, oh yeah, I'll pray about that, and then we forget. Anybody ever done that? Not going to raise your hand on that one. Some heads are shaking. Are we truly loving that person if we say that and we don't do what we said we would actually do? And so those are kind of some of the instances that Paul was talking about. They did ministries. They had programs. Probably weren't quite named the same as what we would have them today, but they were doing mission work. They were out in the community. They were doing programs in the church. They were learning about God, but sometimes they just didn't have the love that God actually wanted them to have. In fact, some of the time, in commentaries, it said they were too concerned about, oh, that takes too much time, I can't do that. Any of us said that? Ouch. Or, we don't have the church, we don't have funds in the church to do that. We can't do that. Have we ever said that? Maybe. Somebody laughed. Yeah. All right. But the people weren't wanting to share their whole being. Now, we know that God has given us two greatest commandments. The first one, does anybody remember what it is? Love your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. Love. Two greatest commandments, love God and love yourself. Well, if we love God, hopefully we love ourselves, we're also going to love others, right? And so when we do dinners, when we do ministry, when we reach out to people, if we're just saying, I'm going to write a check and that should suffice, it may have some love, but it's not quite the same thing as going to be a part of a mission project. We have the rescue mission here. And a lot of us, it's easy to say, well, I'll just give $5 a month or $10 a month, but I don't want to go down there. I don't want to interact with them. I don't want to lead a study. I'm a little afraid. Well, are we truly loving? Because God has given us the spiritual gifts that we need to do what he's called us to do. We have gifts, and we need to be able to use those gifts. I want to talk about lay servant for a minute. You know, lay servant didn't used to be called lay servant. It was lay speaking, and people took that so that they could come up and speak when the pastor wasn't there, or they could just come and speak even if the pastor was there, but it gave them an opportunity to bring the word. Again, thank you, Ivan, for last week. And there's many lay servants in this congregation and in this community of United Methodist Church. God has given each one of us particular gifts. And when we know what those gifts are, he's asking us that we use them and use them with love. But sometimes we don't know what they are. That's why they offer classes to be able to help you with the knowledge of a United Methodist and of our Bible and our scripture. So now lay servants have actually become more of a learning class. You don't have to go and just speak at the pulpit. Some may be liturgists and whatnot and help out, but that's not the idea of lay servant is that you can become a leader in the church, that you can learn and have the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we're going to have a basic class here February 16th that's starting in just a couple weeks. Jim and I are going to lead that one. And then Pastor Penny and Pastor Anika in our mission zone in our community are going to teach on Wesleyan Wesleyan discipline. And so I hope that many of you will come and join. We're actually going to be here for 3 Saturdays. It's not the end of the world. It's not all day. But when we learn things, we're more apt to be able to share God's love because we feel more comfortable. But as I was telling the children, sometimes when we walk down the street or go in a store and we see somebody, a smile, let's see a smile. All right, yeah, you see some smile. When we smile, it can make a difference in someone's life, and that is part of sharing God's love. It doesn't have to be that you have to come up here and preach or teach a class. It means that you are willing and able to open yourself up to where God is leading you and to share. Now, in our scripture this morning, verse 4 starts with two of the ways that we can share love and what love is. Love is patient and love is kind. I fail miserably at the first one. How about you? Love is kind. That's a little easier, isn't it? I can be kind. My husband may disagree, but I can be kind. But then it goes on to all the negatives. Love is not envy or boastful or proud or dishonoring or self-seeking or easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong and does not delight in evil. How many of those of you, like me, maybe have some of those? You know, when I point a finger, I'm pointing three back at me. Ouch. And we think we love people. We are kind to people. We love others, right? Isn't that what we think as Christians? We're loving. But when I look at this list, I kind of go, oh, man, how many of you kept records of wrong? How many, you know, how many of you get easily angered? Oh, man, I don't even. But then Paul is great because he's talking to the Corinth church because these are how they act. And I'm thinking, what's different today? Probably we are in the same boat that the Corinth people were in. But Paul goes back to the positive. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. It protects, it trusts, it hopes, and it perseveres. Love never fails. When we have true love, it never fails. God's love never fails. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you and I, for our sins, because we have these sins. He died for us. He loved us. God loves us so much that he sacrificed his own son to save us from all our wrongdoing, all the things that we, even though we think, you know, we love others, we may not treat them as well as we should. God gave us his son to forgive us of all of these wrongs, that we can be made complete. And when we're made complete, we won't just be looking at ourselves in a mirror and going, oh yeah, I sinned again. But we can see God face to face because we will reach God as we accept him as our Lord and Savior. And we will be in heaven and see him face to face. And then we will fully know. We will fully know. You know, when Paul's talking about this word love here, it's not talking about a sexual love. It's talking about what we call in church an agape love. An agape love is that we love others and we don't think of returning, getting anything in return for it. We just love them unconditionally. That's how God loves us, unconditionally. All he wants from us is to be faithful and obedient, but you know, even when we're not, he forgives us. He wants us to know him. He wants us to accept him. He wants to be our Lord and Savior. And we can't fully grasp the love that he loves us. I think he knows all the number of hairs on my head. When they fall out, does it change? You know, how does he do? I can't wrap my head around the knowledge of what God has and what he's got intended for you and I. He loves us that much. And now, can't we share that love with others? He shared his son. Can we not share that love with others? Whether it's through a hug. When I said this at Deckerville, they all laughed. A kiss, only when it's appropriate. A smile. Being kind, helping one another, encouraging, building up others. It shouldn't be hard, should it? Love shouldn't be hard. These are really pretty simple things. Be patient. Well, that may be. Be kind. Love. It's February, and February 14th, you know, we'll all be talking about love, and we'll give candy and flowers, or maybe not, and cards, you know, go out for dinner, whatever it is. But love from Jesus Christ's love is 365 days. We don't have to have a holiday for it. His love is true. His love is real. And it's with us and for us every single day. Amen? His love is so real because he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. And his son, Jesus Christ, sat at the Passover table. And he took the bread after the dinner and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. And every time you partake of it, remember me." And after the supper was over, he took the cup and he blessed it. And he gave thanks and he said, "This is my body, the new covenant, my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Not just for those of us that think we're better than someone else, but for those who are even in jail, those who rape, those who kill. God sent his son for them. They just need to accept him and ask for that forgiveness. So this morning as we come to the table, let us remember that we are all God's children and we are no better than anyone else. And we want to put on that love that God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ, that we can share it with others. Let us pray. Oh Lord God, we ask that you bless these gifts of bread and juice and make them be for us the symbolic nature of our Lord Jesus Christ who died for us. And we pray, Lord, that these gifts may be used to honor you in our temple, in your temple, our bodies. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. With those serving, please come forward. In the United Methodist Church, we have this, and it's an open table. I'm going to do the juice. I'll let you guys go this way. Okay. And everybody is welcome to come. The table is open. Will the ushers please dismiss? John, will you get the other one for me? I want to thank my servers helping out. And I also have on the altar here a little bowl of communion cup and wafers. They're used for those that are shut in. And they're being blessed because all these elements are being blessed. They're a little cup with juice on the bottom and wafer on the top. And if you know somebody that's not here today and you would like to take them communion, you can come and get this and take them. You may let me know so I know not to do that for them. But I try to take it to our shut-ins and it's really wonderful. So this is here. It's been blessed. All we need to do is take it to others. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your blood and body that was shed for us. And we ask that, Lord, that we can be your hands and feet and glorify you in all that we say and all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now will the ushers come forward for our morning offering. Father God, we thank you for the gifts that we have received. We ask that you bless them and multiply them, that they may be given to those who are in need and for ministries here, that we can share your love with all in the name of Christ who is risen. Amen. We'll sing our closing song. It is a new one, Sacred the Body, and you're going to play it through, Tina, right? Let's listen, and then we'll come in and sing. I want to thank you for being so good with all the new songs. I pick songs to go with my sermon so that it all connects and wraps together. And so I'm also going to pray because today is birthday Sunday. It's potluck. There's food. If you didn't bring food, come on in anyway or join us downstairs. So let's pray for the food and I'll give you a blessing of dismissal. Lord God, we ask that you bless the food that has been brought and those who prepare. And we ask, Lord, that it nourish our bodies, that we can love others and we can do your work and your will. And now as we go forth from here, may you help us to share your love with all of those that we meet. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.